I'm fairly certain that Coach Paul really wants to stress, hey, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Start going a little faster. But either way, Rapids answered with a goal in the first period, end of the first period, 1-1. Second period, Rapids had a goal real late, and then it was a 2-1 game through most of that third period before they finally got things done and put a final nail in the coffin. But the Mullets, they weren't quitting as they got a goal late, and they were playing without with an extra attacker as they pulled their goalie, Cody Niederkorn, late, but they were never able to draw equal with the River Kings. So that's how she ended last night, by a 3-2 score. But tonight's a different night. It's the Rapids. It'll be interesting to see if they start a little quicker, a little more urgency when they come off the bench. And it'll be interesting to see if, even though the heroics from Cody Niederkorn, they really kept him in the game last night. It'll be interesting to see if how tired he is, if he's getting the start. I know he was taking a lot of the reps and warm-ups, but we'll see how things go tonight. He played outstanding. They're going to need another night of that tonight if they want to pull a split series.
Niederkorn's outstanding. I mean, he stood on his head again. I think he probably averages about 40 shots a night, and last night was no exception. I think, you know, he's proven he can take on this tough workload. I think he's started the lion's share of the games for the Mullets this season, and I'd expect him to have another strong performance tonight.
Okay, in goal tonight for Wisconsin Rapids is Guillaume Turcot, as he is making another start, as he really played well last week after Deacon Shaw, or 2 weeks ago, when Deacon Shaw had a rough night between the pipes. He filled in to finish the game and didn't allow a goal. He played strong. And then Pod Gurney, of course, helped wrap up the last home series against the Squatch, and he played very, very, very well. And just one thing about the Rapids goalie room, it's stout. It's tough. But the other thing, too, is just the balanced scoring between Allstrand and Schweitzer and Tunich and Obstfelder and Denti. Boy, I mean, there's not a lot of points separating all those young men.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition between them. I think it's good that we sort of have some spread out scoring between the lines as well. It's not just the one line just contributing all the goals and all the points, but I think a really good top six going for us, and just hope they continue to put up those points.
Now we're approaching the opening puck drop, as we are just moments away from the national anthem. So we're going to take a step out here for the national anthem here on 105.5 WIRI. Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, as the Wisconsin Rapids River King Pep Band brings the national anthem. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem performed by the Wisconsin Rapids River King Pep Band under the direction of the honorable, distinguished Jordan Held. So getting closer and closer to that puck drop. The key. What will the key be tonight, Rory, as Minnesota, they want to try to steal 2 points and put a cramp in Rapids style as they try to make a push for that number one seed?
Yeah, the key for the Rapids is smother that stretch offense. You saw it towards the end and throughout the game that the Mullets are really favoring that high guy and trying to get him that odd man rush, and the key will definitely be to smother that. And the key would also be limit Niederkorn as much as you can, try and take him out the equation by getting some pucks and getting some people in front of him and just keep on firing those shots at him.
Yeah, if they are able to, if they are able to put a couple fast past him,
yeah,
and make him, you know, start to doubt himself and not build that confidence. Because like last night, he built confidence, and
absolutely,
that's why it was so hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. Confidence is such a key for a goaltender, and when you see just see those regular shots, that's how you sort of build yourself into the game. Something that Deacon wasn't really able to do last night. I mean, he made some outstanding saves, but just the length between shots can be tough. You kind of overthink things, and just the fact that he was, that Niederkorn was able to have that constant action just kept his mind in the game the whole time.
Yeah, Wisconsin Rapids, they held the Mullets without a shot on goal the entire second period, and it was took a while into the third before they finally got one. So that's a tough thing to have to try to navigate through, and Deacon did just fine.
He did outstanding last night.
But it'll be interesting to see how Minnesota maybe changes their offense a little bit, because they were more of a defensive-minded one. Slow Rapids frustrate them, so they overplay. And it'll be interesting to see if Rapids does avoid that slow start. It kind of delivers a knockout blow early if they can.
Yeah, the start's so critical, and I think strong D will be a definite emphasis of this game, obviously. A couple of plays just got distracted, and here we go.
And we are underway with that opening faceoff won by Rapids. Owen Tunich breaks into the zone as there's immediately three Mullets all around him. Looked like a hair salon there for a moment, as Minnesota gathers the puck, sends it up neutral ice. Collision on the far boards as Wisconsin Rapids brings the puck back around the net. That is Oliver Bulldog. Bring up Francesco Denti. Cross-ice pass to Tudich. Tudich brings it into the zone. Gets around the defenseman. Shot off the glove. Rebound. Puck is bouncing. Bouncing still. And Niederkorn basically sits on it to get the stoppage of play as Rapids on the attack early and often, as they now have three shots on goal, and we're just 31 seconds into the game.
Yeah, really nice fluid breakout, letting Tudich get in there, and just his skill there to beat a man, and really nice couple saves by Niederkorn to start.
If the first 31 seconds are any indication, Niederkorn might be up to the task yet again, as he came into last night's game with a 13-9 record. It's now 13-10, as he allows 3.2 goals per contest, which would be about right, as Rapids is able to put up three goals. As face-off, that was to the glove side of Niederkorn's, run by Rapids, centering pass, shot, big rebound up into the glove there as Denti is now getting a little pushing and shoving with Ragar, and the officials get in the middle of that. Cooler heads prevail, but I think it's going to be a little chippy if there's any indication here, not even a minute in.
Yeah, I mean, Mullets are a physical team to begin with, and I think just maybe some sort of frustration from last night boiling over and just sort of that rivalry that's built throughout the season.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if this turns into like the last game that Rapids had at home against the Squatch, where it just became a penalty fest. And I'd hope we don't see something like that. But if we do, we'll bring it to you here on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. I thank producer Laura. I believe it's back work at the studio. So thanks, Laura, for all your hard work. As puck gets bumped back into the defensive zone, Shamil Lupulin gets there first. Big pass up to Tudich right at the blue line. Sends it up to Denti. Denti drop pass to Tudich. Puck's just sitting there in the snow on the ice and gets sent back into the zone. Minnesota bumps it up. Big collision from Denti against the far boards as puck's still bouncing loose. Stick is on the ice being picked up there. I believe that was Max Young for the Mullets. Puck bouncing yet again. Anderson chips it into the zone. Played by Niederkorn up ahead to Herald. Puck bounced up again. Anderson with a stop up to Obstfelder, trailing his Allstrand. Up hard to the net is Obstfelder. Goes around the cage, centering pass, nobody home. Picking it up out of the zone is Mitchell Nelson. Sends it up far to the corner on the near side. Beauchamp pass up to Anderson. A little scrum there in the corner there as Young is battling in there with Beauchamp. Marcus Anderson. Puck is loose up right by the blue line, sent back down by the Mullets. Centering pass, picked up in the slot by Allstrand. Trying to hit Anderson on breakout. Baxter's there instead. For Minnesota, they sent it back down around the boards. 17:50 left to go, first period. Turco stops the puck out behind the cage. Nothing to worry about there for a moment. And pass up ahead. Hunter Affert up to Obstfelder. Hemel takes it up past the blue line. Thought about slap. Shot. Then he leaves it back there for Felix Allstrand. Puck goes back around the boards. 17 and a half to go. Garcia shot from the point. No one home. Chevy Alexander had a birthday yesterday as he sends a shot around the boards. Back down for a drop pass opportunity was Obstfelder. Puck is loose. Allstrand giving chase back behind the boards. Last touch by Chevy Alexander. Garcia's getting there first. Flanked by Ilian. Ilian brings it up. Pass up into the zone as Allstrand gawking through the slot. Pass to Ilian. Ilian goes behind the cage. Stops surveying the scene. Can't quite get a stick on it. And it's sent back out. Neutralized. Picked up by Caden Garcia. Garcia up along the boards. Allstrand tries to get it up, and he gets hit right along the bench. He's going back to Rapids bench. And puck is sent up and shot. Big rebound off the leg pad. That was by, I believe that was McNeish. Hogan really mixing it up in there. Puck sent behind the goal. He's there first. Hope McNeish has it. Cooper can't hold up with it. Puck comes out, neutral ice. Lufalin giving chase with Falick. Malik, really a big point getter last night. He added to his total. He had 50 points coming into the game between 28 goals and 22 assists. That number changed as he had some success last night. 16-16 left to go, first period. No score between the Mullets and the River Kings. Centering attempt back to the slot. Nobody home. It'll be interesting to see if there will be no icing. Last touched by Minnesota. Puck whiffed on in the corner. Right to Cooper. He tries to send it back. Nobody there. As Malik sends it back around the corner to the near side. Minnesota dumps it back into the Rapids zone as they get a line change. Rapids giving chase. Bulldog pass up to Williams. Williams gets his pocket picked. Minnesota back on the tack. Young has it back behind the cage. He gets punched off of it as Minnesota loses a little bit of control of the puck. Rapids battling there. Bulldog, Williams down there along with Young. Centering attempt picked up by Rapids. Luke Flynn's there. Pass up ahead. That is to Williams. Williams breaks it into the zone. Everybody's on sides. Pass back out. Puck is just bouncing around. Got some boards. Williams backhands it around the boards as Rapids gets a line change. Getting down there is Locker, followed by, I believe that was Jake Briceland. Bounce off a skate right in the slot as Rapids trying to give chase. Got out to the shot. Got out right into the slot, and there's a shot, and that's glove point blank range. Niederkorn's there as we get a stoppage of play. 15:06 left to go. First period, no score between the River Kings and the Mullets. Rapids holding a 5-0 shot advantage this early in the game.
Yeah, nice chance by Bryson there, just kind of making his own chance behind the net, and just some good play so far. Similar to the start of the last game, just sort of the River Kings controlling, but just a bit slow.
Well, there's a face-off to the blocker side of Niederkorn. That's won by Rapids. Center on the boards was Hunter Raffert. Chase down there is, I believe that would be Riley Williams poking around back there. And Locker, he's battling back to the slot. Raffert shot right into the glove of Niederkorn. Another stoppage, 14:44 left to go. First period, no score here at the Southwood County Recreation Center.
Yeah, like I said, just the start, it's been better. They haven't conceded, but I think it's just lacking a bit of energy, lacking a bit of jump, and see what the Schweitzer line can bring.
Well, we are inching closer and closer to the halfway point of the first period. And the faceoff is won by Rapids. Shot blocked at the point, and here comes a rush by the Mullets. And then it's blocked by Beauchamp. He dives in there.
Great play by Beauchamp
there. Good poke check away as Minnesota looked like they had a breakout. And that's something that Rapids had defensive lapses with last night, is letting a Mullet player get behind them. As there is a stoppage of play, and there is a cross check coming up. And I believe that is going against Xavier Beauchamp. And there's Rapids' first penalty of the game. And that's kind of following the blueprint of what happened last night.
Yeah, just a problem start from a defensive mistake. And just really got to be more sure, more solid on defense. I think defense, well, the old adage, defense wins championships. You really just got to support your defense and be strong on that defensive side of the puck.
Time of the penalty, 5:38, 2 minutes for crash checking to Xavier Beauchamp. And we have a Mullets power play coming up. Face off, Young up against Tudich. Tudich, he wins it, and he flips it up into neutral ice. So yeah, Minnesota, they got to reset, clear the zone as Tudich really hassling Malik. Dropped down to Aiden Elliott, pass back up into the zone as the puck's loose, and poke checked away. It's a 1-1 opportunity. If Tudich can get it, he gets behind the defense. He's working at it, and he gets the puck, ties it up right about the blue line. Puck squirts loose back towards Niederkorn. As Valak and Elliott, and along with Anderson, they give chase. Picked up by Valak, flip across, and Elliott Elliott flip across the ice over to Anderson, who backhands it into the zone. Oliver Bolduc, he gets there first with Denti battling along that board. They flip it back up out of the zone. Malik has it. Minnesota has to reload. 1:10 left to go on the skater advantage. 13.5 minutes left to go, first period. Puck sent back down along the boards. Bolduc has it. He sends it around the boards on the far side. Hit a stanchion in the glass. Bounce out to center ice. And yet again, Minnesota has to reload. Balick trying to get around Hunter Raffert. He can't. Backhand opportunity out of there. It was Bolduc. And now it's Tudyk with a 3-2 situation. Tudyk into the zone. McNeish flanking. Tudyk goes around behind the cage. Puck's poked loose. Now it's just eating up time as Valak sends a pack around behind the boards where Elliott gets to it. 34 seconds left to go in the skater advantage. Rapids doing a really good job breaking up what Minnesota wants to do on the power play as pucks out center ice. Niemiala brings it up into the zone. Drop pass back. Bouncy puck drop pass yet again. And that is to our good friend Nolan Gentry, who had to write in his name last night, but we're back into the action as Rapids gets the puck back down behind the Minnesota goal. 7 seconds left to go. Rapids appears to be killing off this penalty, and we will be at even hockey in 1 second. And now we are with 12:20 to go, first period. No score between the River Kings and the Mullets. Puck right about the near circle in the Rapids zone. Puck now goes out, played up by Niederkorn, top of the circles. As puck's back down in the Rapids zone. 12:06 left to go, first period. Puck is sent up into neutral ice, picked up by Baxter of the Mullets. Gentry chips it into the Rapids defensive zone, as puck is shot, sharp angle, bounces off the pads of Turco, and that was a loose puck sitting there for a minute that Rapids is able to pick back up. No one there for the Mullets. I'd say that was a close shave.
Yeah, that's not one you want for your first shot, just such a tight and awkward angle.
Yeah, that's how Wayne Gretzky got a lot of goals, those weird, awkward angles bouncing off the pads. And that could have been one right there, but thankfully it was not for the River Kings. Still 11.5 to go as puck is sent around by Lutflin. Cooper banged up against the boards. McNeish is in that process of trying to get the puck. Another big hit behind the boards. Lutflin flips up. Ilian looking to get that puck. Gets sent back down behind the goal. Now it skitters loose right about the goal line. Right, even with the circles, Rapids brings the puck up neutral ice. Ilian chips it up into the offensive zone for the River Kings. Dickinson, and I believe that was Pentinen. He sends the puck up Rapids zone under 11 minutes to go, first period. Lufelin chips up ahead to Bolduc. Obstfelder battling down there. Bolduc, he has the puck, stops, spins, goes back the way he came from. There's going to be another Rapids penalty coming up as it will be a trip, I believe. And so Rapids, two fast penalties coming up here, and we're not even halfway through the first period as it appears that it'll be Obstfelder going into the box.
Yeah, just a bit of back and forth, and then number 9 for the Mullets ends up going down, I think he's been really noticeable these last couple of games. I think you've seen him on the ice quite a lot. He's a good little player and draws a penalty there.
Emil Obstfelder goes to the box for roughing. Excuse me, I thought he showed trip, but it'll be a rough. 9:16 time of the penalties. So Rapids wins that faceoff. That was to the blocker side of Turco. Sends it down length of the ice. 1:50 left to go in the skater advantage. Minnesota getting some speed, going down into the Rapids defensive zone, and we are tied up in that corner, and Rapids sends it down like the ice, slowed down by Niederkorn as 10:20 left to go, first period. 1:33 left to go on the skater advantage. Again, thanks for joining us tonight here at the Southwick County Recreation Center. There's a lot of open seats, but there's a lot of filled seats tonight, so come on down, have a good time. Good old hockey game, you can't miss it. As Rapids gathers a puck behind the goal, sends it length of the ice. Valak can't quite slow it down. Niederkorn does. Leaves it for Valak behind the goal. Valak cross pass to Young. Up ahead to Perkins. Perkins shot deflected by Beauchamp. And that goes up into the netting. So we get a stoppage. 9:49 left to go. First period. 1:04 left to go on the skater advantage for the Mullets.
Yeah, the Mullets power play has just been completely neutralized right now in there. They're changing units. I mean, nothing's really been going for them. And really a credit to the Rapids penalty-killing units.
There will be a face-off coming up. Blocker side of Guillaume. Turcot, Gregar, battling with Bryceland. Bryceland wins it, sends it down the length of the ice. Congratulations to him on that one as Rapids eats up more time. Under a minute left to go on the skater advantage for the Mullets. 53 seconds left to go, to be exact, as Minnesota just trying to break out of their zone. And they finally do, and there is no penalty being called there. It's Rapids gets possibly away with one with Lutfulin, and the puck gets bounced up out of play. So we get another stoppage, 9:24 left to go. First period, 39 seconds left to go on the power play for the Mullets. No score, however. So we're just going to... Yeah.
Another attempt to break in, just neutralized by the River Kings, really shutting down this power play, and only 39 seconds left on the Obstfelder penalty.
Officials trying to get this all sorted out, making sure everybody's out of the faceoff circle. Bryceland, he's going up against Brody Ragor. Puck loose, picked up, and sent high into the air, but hits back onto the ice as Ilian sends a puck up through neutral ice into the back defensive zone for Minnesota, stopped by Niederkorn. As Minnesota, they try to get something going here. 20 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Perkins right below me, he goes and flips it up into the far corner. Lutfulin giving chase as he sends a puck up neutral zone as it's Rapids just trying to kill this off, and they will as Pertner gets in there to try to slow it up, and there is no penalty being called on a collision there, so that's good to see him let him play as we're back to full strength here between the teams. 8:39 left to go, first period, no score. Obstfelder, he's back into the game as he was really hassling Ali Niemela. Minnesota gets puck up, neutral ice. Rapids blocked a pass there. Obstfelder can't quite hold on to the puck as he gets bumped away, and the puck is being sent into the Rapids zone. There's no icing coming on that as Marcus Anderson. He picks it up, goes to his left, to Lutfulin. Obstfelder getting harassed a little bit as he flips it back up into the Minnesota defensive zone. Anderson can't quite hold the zone. Puck comes back out, neutral ice, as Bulldog beats Jasper Pentinen to the puck. Puck gets bounced up. Allstrand, he's got a one-on-two spins, stops. Backhand opportunity by Emil Obstfelder. Can't hit home. Chevy Alexander down low as he's got that to Mark Sanderson. Backhand to Allstrand in the slot. No one home. Garcia at the top of the circle. Can't hit home as that goes down the length of the ice. Picked up by Chevy Alexander as Garcia gives chase to it. Picked up. Big pass there to Allstrand. Centering pass. Obstfelder. And Anderson can't quite hit home. He's battling with the puck. Backhands it up as there's a drop pass from Obstfelder from behind the goal. Can't hit home to anybody in the slot. Garcia sends a puck back in on goal. Niederkorn has to turn it away as we have a 7:10 left to go first period. Hunter Affert chasing after the puck way down into the Rapids defensive zone. He loses an edge on his skates. As Beauchamp battling there. There's a penalty coming for a hook against Minnesota. Yep. And the Rapids will pull the goalie, try to get an extra attacker, see what they can do. Ilian gets around the defense, stops, centering pass, can't hit home. But Rapids gets that extra attacker. Beauchamp, he tries to center it, and it's touched up. And there's a big hit right there. Goes high, and now there's some fisticuffs. Big hit that went high up against McNeish. And there is going to be a couple penalties here against Minnesota, and there might be a one against Rapids as we got a stoppage play. 6:46 left to go, first period.
Yeah, I mean, you want to defend your teammate, but I think just a little bit hot-headed by Beauchamp there. I mean, you got that power play, and now it's evened up for a piece.
Max Young in the box for the Mullets. Beauchamp in the box for the River Kings. As we will get this all sorted out here. We've got all night, Saturday night.
Yeah.
There's not football till 2 o'clock tomorrow, so.
And unfortunately, the Packers are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a sad day. America's still mourning of that. But, you know, when was the last time I think, Chicago was in the playoffs? That had to have been like their fans, I think they say it's 1985 with the Ditkas, you know. But, well, we'll get back to hockey talk here. So we're roughing, and then there will be another Minnesota player.
Minnesota penalty to number 11, Max Young.
So there will be 2 minute minor roughing, 2 minute minor hooking to number 11,
Max Young.
So River Kings are on the power play as there's a matching roughing penalties. That roughing for Young and Beauchamp are matching.
Yeah.
So that's how we get the power play. That's
so then 71 will come out, but Max Young, he's got the two minors, so he'll stay in for those 2 minutes.
Right. That's where it gets a little confusing for the casual hockey observers. Rapids still on the power play. They win that faceoff. That was to the glove side of Niederkorn. Hallstrand trying to center that puck. A lot of collisions there in that slot area. Minnesota's defense still playing tough, as they did last night, not really allowing too much for Rapids to take a shot at, as Hallstrand just inside the blue line. Aggressive forecheck there by the Mullets, as we are going around and around and around. Tudich, backhand up to Anderson, high slot back to Hallstrand. Obstfelder just outside the circle. Obstfelder looking for a direction to go with it. Pass down behind the goal. That's to Schweitzer. Schweitzer back to Obstfelder. Cross the way to Anderson. Shot from the point right into the belly of Niederkorn. And we have a stop. It's a play. 5:54 left to go first period. 107 left to go on the skater advantage for the River Kings. 8-1 shot advantage.
Yeah.
But that Minnesota penalty killing unit, they are really, really, really looking at slowing down anything that Rapids can get.
Yeah, and that lack of movement by the power play unit's really making it life easier for the PK.
Shot from the point, and that's redirected up over the goal, and that's kind of what Rapids is going to have to need, is getting some redirections short right in front of Niederkorn to try to beat him. Puck sent down the length of the ice, stopped by Turco. Rapids moving puck back up. Hallstrand leave pass to Anderson. Anderson stops. He got to reset the offense. Cross the way. Obstfelder tries to flip it up, and he is unsuccessful. Anderson stops it right at the mid-ice stripe. Hallstrand brings it up into the zone. Cuts through. Tries to get into the slot. And it's held in by Marcus Anderson. Smart play by the young man. Hallstrand sends across ice. Obstfelder down low. Schweitzer. Schweitzer looking to center it. Cannot. Sends it back to Obstfelder. Anderson top of the slot. Pass down low into the mid-slot was Tudich. Back across side to Schweitzer. Schweitzer walking it out. Back down. Anderson can't quite field it. Big collision against the boards. And Minnesota, they clear it. And that will kill off that power play as we got 3 seconds, 2 and 1. And we are back to even hockey. 4:47 left to go. First period. No score here at Southwood County Recreation Center. Rapids. Anderson gets the puck. Skating around, trying to get his team in position. As Lupfelin flips it up. Good pass to Cooper. Cooper thought about a drop pass to Ilyen. He does not. He takes it around the cage. Play it up in the corner. He gets hit. There's another collision there. Cooper sends it back the other way. Trying to open up some defense as Ilyen gives his pursuit. Number 9 in there. That is Gentry. As Minnesota, they get it up into neutral ice, and down goes Cooper. He just falls backwards. There's no whistle. Let him play on. Puck comes up center ice. Minnesota has to reload any offense that they have. Under 4 minutes to go. First period. Bolduc, near side. Lutfelin up off the boards. Pass back up where Nelson picks it up. Gets his stick lifted. Picked up again by Lutfelin. Skates behind Turco. Puck is loose, skating back towards the crease, picked up by Hogan McNeish. Lutfelin, backhands up to Ilyen. Ilyen, cross pass, up to Cooper. It was intended for him as Minnesota picks it up, and it's sent behind the goal as there is a whistle, as I think that was an inadvertent whistle, and it's going to be sent up into neutral ice.
Yeah, I was a bit confused by that. I was wondering.
Yeah, I think it was inadvertent because I think the official, he blew it, and then he put his hand up and he patted his chest. So either he had a cough or he said, it was my fault, didn't mean to do that. Like Urkel, did I do that? Yeah, never thought you'd hear that reference at a hockey game, did you?
No.
No, I'm a chameleon. I'll do anything. Well,
I
within
like it,
reason.
I like it.
As we have a face-off right at the center ice, and that's really a neutral face-off there. No one's really getting an advantage. Rapids does send it deep. And there is no icing on that. I'm just kind of surprised at that. But we play on. This puck comes up center ice yet again. 3:14 left to go. First period. No score between the River Kings and the Mullets. There's big pass there. Tunic skating in. Shot. Big glove save by Niederkorn. And he keeps the puck out of the net yet again. He's starting. You wondered if he was going to be worn out, tired, fatigued coming into the game because of how hard he had to work yesterday. I don't think there's much question now.
Nope.
He's got some reserves built up. He's ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been proven that he can take this tough workload on. I mean, with his 23 or 24 games now this season, and just really proves he's a well-conditioned athlete.
I'll second that one, and I know nothing about good conditioning. As the River Kings, they hold the zone on that faceoff. That was to the blocker side of Niederkorn. Minnesota's Anderson picks it up, pass back to his teammate. I believe that was to Cade Anderson as the puck goes behind the goal. Tudich skates in, shot, and it's fell on by Niederkorn on a point-blank shot. Right by Caden Schweitzer. I thought that hit pipe as well. It was either the skates of Niederkorn or the puck hit it. Because you heard the clank, but no goal as he sits on that puck. It's a stop. It's 2:42.
Yes.
Left to go first period.
Schweitzer, who's riding in a really impressive 12-game point streak, just couldn't squeeze that one past.
They're getting close, you got to think, as there's a heck of a lot more snow on that Minnesota defensive zone than there is Rapids as Minnesota wins the faceoff. And it goes the length of the ice, and there will be no icing. That's interesting. As puck gets sent up neutral ice, Minnesota has to clear the zone, and they do. Rapids gathers the puck, trying to get something going here in the closing moments of the first period. Bryceland breaks into the zone. Williams and Locker. Cross-ice pass Locker. Shot deflected by Niederkorn. That was a nice opportunity for Rapids, but an even bigger save for the Mullets. Raffert gathers the puck half ice. Right, Jake Bryceland flips it far corner. Williams battling down there. Nimiela, he gets the puck first, backhands it. Bryceland picks it up, skating down low, stops, drop pass back to Williams. Puck gets sent along the board. Chevy Alexander's there first. And that's Bryceland skating out. Gets to the top of the circle slot, and he gets a puck poked away as coming up quickly is Gentry. Sends a puck down around the boards. 1:43 left to go. First period, no score between the Mullets and the River Kings. Rapids, they are controlling play. There's no question about that. As Chevy Alexander and Raffert, they collide. That was probably not the way they drew that up. As Rapids trying to get the puck up out of the zone. Flipping it up, trying to get closer to that blue line. Tunic was giving chase. Big shot, no rebound there by Turco. And the puck goes towards the blue line. Raffert trying to bounce the puck up to his teammates. Big collision just by the blue line. Tough to see. Screened out. There's a shot turned away. Trying to get there is Mullets. Picked up in the slot by Locker. Locker is going to have the stoppage of play as there is a slash coming against Wisconsin Rapids. As Bryceland.
Yeah, it just puts an end to a disastrous shift for the River Kings. I mean, multiple collisions between the team and just, I think, lack of communication, unable to get the puck out, and just
that's compounded by a
penalty.
That's a tough one there to take as we sit at 18:59 to go. So that's the Mullets will start the second period on the power play, assuming they don't score here in the final 1:01 of the first period. Yes. Minnesota wins that faceoff. Rapids clears his own as Balick rushing over, flanked behind by Elliott. Elliott has it now. Aiden picks it up. Cross-ice pass. One of his teammates just outside the blue line. That was Mitchell Nelson. Drop pass. That was to Kate Anderson.
Nice play.
Minnesota can't hold his own. Denti is harassing Balick just a little bit, trying to slow down that puck. 35 seconds ago, first period. Balick skating around. Sent behind the boards. Back to Balick. Behind Niederkorn, behind the goal. Tudich doing a little bit of pressure. That is slowed down by Denti, and he can't hold on to that puck. As Rapids has to clear the zone, Young holds it. Puck is loose. Anderson shot off the mark. That's going around the boards, and now there's a mad dash for it. As Tudich tries to beat Balick. Balick can't hold on to it as he sends it in the Rapids zone. 7 seconds to go. That's probably how the period will end. 5-4, 3-2, and 1. And that is one period of action in the books. And we have no score here between the Melissas. There's a big collision there after the whistle. Bo Chapp, he's got something to say about it as Max Young delivered a hit. And you wonder if that was a little bit of retaliation from earlier in the period. But we'll see if there is anything said quickly.
I think you got to keep your heads on if you're a River King right now. No need to really react to anything and just sort of play the game.
Well, and you're going to see hits like that. You got to really keep your head looking around because they're going to try to lay out any chance you get. Now, that's not cheap. I'm not saying anything critical of Minnesota. They came here to play physical, and that's the way the game's going to be played is everybody exits a sheet of ice, and we have our first intermission here at the Southwood County Recreation Center, where Minnesota Mullets and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings are tied 0-0 as Cody Niederkorn has stopped 11 saves on 11 shots faced for Guillaume Turco. He has stopped 2 of 2 shots faced. So we're going to quick play a game here on the ice. We're going to listen to the pep band. We're going to get a new sheet of ice as we come back here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 5 above with the wind settling down. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. Mid-30s breezy and partly sunny on Monday and Tuesday. Some flurries Tuesday night and Wednesday. Right now it's 22.
Never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath, the last beat in my chest. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff, I stuff in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough. Nothing but time tonight. Let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing but two-lane country on up ahead. Girl, you're so fine, I wouldn't mind if this is all.
kisses. You got me missing signs. Hard looking left when my world is on my right. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get short enough. Tangled up, laid back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling. Nothing like a little you and me, low key. Right now I'm right where I wanna be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get short enough, tangled up, laid back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Yeah, I love rocking with you, and girl, we're just chilling it.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5.
The days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. But you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything,
I hope you know somebody. Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Small town, run around. I get my kicks out on the outskirts of town. I can never do it like a pretty city boy. I'm more efficient in the dark, nitty gritty boy. So lay back and let me paint you a picture. The way I wanna kiss you is.
From the start of the second period between the Minnesota Mullets and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. And wish I had more to tell you as this game, 0-0. A lot of penalties in that first period, especially against Wisconsin Rapids, as Minnesota will be starting this second period on the power play for 59 seconds as Rapids really still trying to get out of their own way, so to speak, in the penalty box situation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a River King, you really want to just forget that last sort of five-ish minutes of the period. Just a lot of miscommunication. I mean, it seems like a lack of communication, to be honest. And the penalty kill's been up to scratch to this point, and just hope that they can weather this last 59 seconds.
Well, we are just moments away as the River Kings pit band finishes up. Let's go Kings, as the River Kings will be going from my right to the left. Minnesota will be going from the left to the right. Tunich in for the faceoff, and it is controlled by Minnesota. We are underway. Rapids holding an 11-2 shot advantage, but no goals yet for either team as Rapids trying to apply a little bit of aggressive forecheck of their own as Valak breaks into the zone. Puck is intercepted there by Denti. Back out neutral ice, 39 seconds to go. Rapids inching closer to nullifying that start that Minnesota had on the power play. Rapids can't quite clear the zone, and they do. So we are under 30 seconds left in the skater advantage for the Mullets. Cody Niederkorn, he stopped all 11 shots he faced in that first period. Guillaume Turcotte, he stopped both shots. Yes, that's right, both shots, just two. So Rapids controlling the ice on the shot advantage side of things. But both goalies having to make a couple of big saves through that first period to keep the score knotted at goose eggs. Raffert with the puck near side as he's trying to clear it out. Is that skater advantage? That power play has been killed by the River Kings. Both teams are at full strength. Shot from the point, turned away by Turcotte. And the puck is loose, bouncing around. A little collision there. Corner picked up. Elliott, cross ice, Valak shot at the slot. That shot high, bouncing over the goal as Minnesota. There's a collision behind the play. Down goes one of the Minnesota players. That's Max Young, as he's been mixing it up all night with the River Kings, and hopefully the young man's all right. He's grabbing an elbow or a wrist, it looked like.
Yeah, it would probably be something shoulder or wrist related. We've had a few of those on our team, just the, especially in hockey, with all that contact, the shoulders and the arms are quite at risk of getting hurt.
Hopefully he's skating off on his own power, but he's hurting a bit. Hopefully he'll be all right and good to continue later on in the game. As hockey stuff happens, I don't believe it was. I do not believe it was anything dirty on Rapids. Just like I don't think there's been anything dirty on Minnesota. I think it was just an incidental play. As Minnesota is saying, hey, you know, he got hurt. Maybe you missed something, to the officiating crew, and they're like, oh no, pretty sure we didn't. But that just goes to show this is a very contested game, that there's a lot of emotions and it's going to get physical.
Yeah, just a hockey play, and you know, hockey's a tough sport. It's a rough sport, and those are the sort of things that can happen.
Face-off controlled by Rapids at neutral ice. Rapids sends the puck back down into the Minnesota defensive zone. Obstfelder, he gets there first. Anderson, he gets in the wing, sends it back the other way, near side. Is Lufelin and Allstrand, they get there. It's Nimiela passing it up to Gentry. Gentry up to his teammate. That's Zachary Monson. There's just collision near side boards. Rapids trying to get the puck out, and they do. No shots so far in this period for either team. 18:04 left to go, first period. No score between the River Kings and Mullets. Obstfelder dumps it in the zone, giving chase to Allstrand. Stopped in the corner is Tommy Perkins. Puck up neutral ice. Lufelin cross ice. Oliver Bulldog. Shot sent in off the glove of Niederkorn. That was about a half ice shot, but it was right on the number as Lufelin gathers the puck back out neutral ice. Bulldog tips it up to Cooper. Bryce Cooper tries to get it up into the zone. He does. He's going back behind the goals. There's nearly a big collision at the blue line. Puck comes out neutral ice, and Minnesota dumps it back down so they can get a line change. Mikhail Ilyen picks up the puck, sends it up along the boards. It's Cooper behind the defense. He's skating in 1-0. Shot. Blocker saved by Niederkorn. But there's a penalty coming up, as I believe there will be a slash or a hook on that penalty by Minnesota, and we'll keep an eye on it. Maybe they're...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is there a penalty shot? They haven't indicated. I don't think there will be, but he was pretty close to the act of shooting. So I don't think they're awarding one here, but it was pretty close.
Yeah, and a real heads-up play by Ilyen there to find Cooper sort of playing the stretch against the Mullets, which they've been favoring. I mean, Taylor on that same shift wanted to be stretching quite far, and luckily the defense caught up to him, but then... Nice play by Cooper to get in there, but a nice save by Niederkorn. Just what you'd expect right now by Niederkorn to make a nice save on the blocker side.
Outstanding save as that penalty comes up on Tommy Perkins. Slash, and not the Guns N' Roses slash. That's not what we got going on here. As River Kings are on the power play. Obstfelder near side, cross ice to Allstrand. Allstrand back. Obstfelder walking to the circles. Drop pass to Anderson. Cross ice. Allstrand. Not a shot, but a big pass into the corner. Got deflected. Could have been a shot, you could probably argue. It's Minnesota. Valak sends the puck around the boards behind the goal. Turco stops it. Leaves it for Allstrand. Anderson giving a little bit of pressure for the Mullets. Up ahead to Obstfelder. Emil breaks into the zone, centering pass, cross ice to Marcus Anderson. Anderson go pass behind the boards over to Emil Obstfelder. Obstfelder surveying the scene. Cross ice pass, shot by Anderson. Puck is loose, bouncing around. Picked up by Minnesota and sent the length of the ice as they clear it. Minute 10 left to go in the skater advantage for the River Kings.
Needs more movement.
Yes, they do, as they are waiting for good shots, but that Minnesota defense is just... standing still and blocking anything Rapids really wants to do. As Anderson breaks it in the zone, goes behind the goal, stops, spins, breaks on the, puts on the brakes. Tudich to the point with Obstfelder. Back to Tudich. Tudich, he has to just get the puck away behind the goal. Schweitzer, he wanted to center it. Now he's getting in a battle, and Minnesota clears the zone. Obstfelder leaves it up ahead to Anderson. Anderson gets in front into the zone. Shot, tried to hit Schweitzer, crashing to the net. Could not, as Rapids still blocking the zone. Hole held in by Allstrand as he dropped pass back to Anderson. The Euro line doing a lot of work. Obstfelder hit nobody home through the slot. 23 seconds left. Rapids has to regroup here as Taylor really harasses Anderson. Puck sent up into the offensive zone. Rapids has to get back.